Welcome back to Marketing Strategy Academy podcast, where we help female entrepreneurs go from marketing overwhelm to an easy, streamlined strategy and system that includes Pinterest and repurposing content to grow their businesses when they have very little time. I'm your host, Jen Vasquez. Let's jump right into it. Today, we are diving headfirst into turbocharging your Pinterest game. Have you been using Pinterest just for like dinner recipes, workouts, home decor inspiration? You're not alone. Most of us started there. But guess what? Today, Pinterest is my powerhouse for reaching potential clients daily. Buckle up because I am about to spill the beans on the game-changing steps that led to massive traffic boost for me and for my clients. Welcome back. If you're new here, hi, my name is Jen Vasquez, your friendly business cheerleader. On this channel, I am all about helping female service providers like you excel in marketing, Pinterest strategies, content creation, and mastering those marketing workflows. Be sure to hit that subscribe button because I release a new video every week on Sundays. So let's grow your business together. Strategically organize your boards. Don't underestimate the power of well-organized boards. It's all about sending a crystal clear message to your dream clients. Spend some quality time crafting titles and descriptions that are infused with your keywords, the keywords that your ideal client are going to be using for all of your boards. If you've transitioned from using Pinterest for your personal needs to a business, secret those boards. You can still pin to them, but secreting the boards means that Pinterest can't see them, so it won't skew your analytics or confuse all of your ideal clients. Join Tailwind. Imagine having a magic wand for content scheduling and management with a boatload of AI tools included, even in the forever free plan. It is truly your ticket to scheduling your content at optimal times, discovering inspiring content, and diving into detailed analytics. And bonus points, with Tailwind, you can cross-post content to Instagram and Facebook. It is a huge time saver, and I could not do my job without it. Audit your pins. Quality control is an ongoing mission. Ensure that your pins are top-notch, your content is relevant, and there are no broken links or spammy surprises. When looking at analytics every single month, because you should, see which pins are the top pins by outbound clicks. Those are the magic marketing analytics to grow your traffic to your website. Other analytics are super important. It's definitely a holistic approach, but seeing those outbound clicks and growing those outbound clicks over time, that's what helps you to actually grow your business, because those pins will tell you what keywords are resonating and what designs do best so that you can just make more of them. Schedule pins at the most optimal publishing times. Timing is the secret sauce for my Pinterest and for my clients to schedule pins strategically throughout the day at the times when my followers on Pinterest are actively looking. You don't want to pin them all at once. You want to spread that love, spread those pins all around. And it is really helpful to allow around, and I hate saying numbers, but around 7 days in between the same URL. And the reason for that is you don't want to come across spammy. If you have 18 pins going out today and 18 pins going out tomorrow and then 3 pins going out the following day, and they all have the same URL, Pinterest might consider you spammy and throttle back on the analytics or get shut down all at once. So you want to be thoughtful with it, but you don't want to be crazy about it. Tailwind communities for the win. Group boards may not be cutting it, but Tailwind communities are really where the magic happens, because people on Tailwind that join communities are consistent pinners. So they'll tend to pin your content because A, they have to belong to a community, but also B, you have the best content. You definitely want to join communities aligned with your niche and watch the collaboration sparks fly. Share your content and access pins tailored to specific topics or industries, because it's really all about teamwork on there. Share your Pinterest pins everywhere. It is a simple yet super effective strategy to start asking people to pin your content. Invite your readers to share if they've enjoyed your content. Every 3 to 4 blogs, or even every blog, encourage them to follow you on Pinterest. This is something that you can do really easy. You don't even have to call it out in the blog post. What I do is I have that little Pinterest icon, and you can get that from plugins for your website, or you can go straight to Pinterest and use their piece of code that goes on your website in your header, and it makes every image on your website pinnable. And so at the bottom of every blog, I have "don't forget to pin it." And then I have pins down there that people can use to pin. It's my subliminal way of getting them to pin, and they do. They do all the time. Optimize pin design and description. Canva Pro and Tailwind Create are my go-to tools for crafting eye-catching pins. Ensure your pin title keywords are front and center, no tiny fonts or fancy handwriting, and always include your URL like jenvasquezcoach.com and a compelling call to action like download now, read now. If you need some help, I have free resources, and one of those free resources is 80 calls to action that you can download for free. It'll give you 80 different calls to action to use on whatever pins that you want. Go get that at thepinterestqueen.com. Research the best keywords. Pinterest is your Google for education and visual inspiration. Using keywords everywhere, and I mean everywhere. Use them for text overlay on top of the pin, in the pin title, in the pin description, your profile name and profile description, as well as board titles and board descriptions, and even in the name that you name that graphic. You want to make sure that it's titled with keywords. Did you know that Pinterest even reads the name on top of the pin graphic? And keep in mind too that people often go to Pinterest on their cell phone, so make sure to make the writing big enough and they don't have to squint to know what that title is, because all they're gonna do is skip right past that pin. Avoid keyword overkill though. Pinterest's algorithms are super sharp. Super smart. Describe your content naturally and personally. Remember, you're here to serve your audience, but also don't forget to do keyword research on Pinterest itself through the little drop-down menu when you start typing a keyword, or the search bubbles if you have them. Be consistent, pin every day. Nothing beats consistency. Pinning daily, whether it's one pin or 10, is your golden ticket to supercharge your growth. Are you ready to fuel your Pinterest journey? These tips are important to boosting your monthly views. And if you found these Pinterest strategies as exciting as I do, don't forget to save this video so that you can reference it in the future. If you're new to Pinterest and craving the basics, join my community membership Pinterest Strategy Club with 3 live calls a month, from pinning sessions to Q&A calls and masterclasses. Let's conquer Pinterest together.